Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Chaf Aleph, Bechoros 21b, pagination is 42. We'll start about midway on the page. The first words on the line are Hahu Lekabel Itmar, and then we begin. Motzinu Lokeach Me'ovid Kochavim. We found the law in our Mishnah that we did in yesterday's session regarding buying an animal from a non-Jew, and we're not sure if it already gave birth and the current animal is not a firstborn, or if it never gave birth and the current animal either is a firstborn or we have concern that it is a firstborn, even if we don't know for sure. So we handled that in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yishmael based on the age of the animal. And that's the Gemara statement, Matzinu lokeach me'ovid kochavim. We know how to handle by a non-Jew. We discussed this. Lokeach mi'Yisrael mai. What's the halacha if you buy an animal from a Jew and he says nothing about Bechor status, whether this animal has given birth or hasn't given birth? He doesn't say anything. What is the default setting, so to speak? What is the assumption? What do you have to work with if he didn't tell you anything? Amar Rav, Rav says, Bechor Vadai, for sure the firstborn is going to be, the firstborn by you is going to be considered the firstborn, with the halachas of Bechor. De'im Isa de'bachra. If he already had the firstborn, ishtabuchi ave mishtabachle, he would have praised and prided himself that he's giving you a really good animal, that the first animal will not have to go to the Kohen because there already was a first animal and it's already been given to the Kohen and taken care of. It's like pre-tithed produce. It's pre-Bechor certification. So by the time you get it, it's been taken care of. So that's Rav's position. It's for sure a Bechor, because if there was a Bechor and it's not currently a Bechor, he would have told you about it. Okay. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel argues, second opinion in a three-way machlokas, Bechor Safik, it's doubtful. Why is it doubtful? Sovar L'shchita Kaboile, the reason he didn't tell you is because he thought you were using it for slaughter, for meat, and therefore he didn't bother telling you anything. Total omission of something that's important in Jewish observance, that's really odd. Why didn't he say anything? Either tell me there was a Bechor, or tell me there was no Bechor, nothing? Must be that he meant it for Shechita and didn't realize that Bechor status was relevant. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and the third opinion, that of Rabbi Yochanan is, Chulin Vadoin. It's for sure Chulin. There for sure was a Bechor before this. And moving forward, all the animals are yours. And that's for sure. And the reason is because he didn't warn you. He didn't say anything. My time, what's the reason? Im Isa de lo Bechra, if it did not yet have its firstborn, and you still have to deal with that law, Kevin de Ika Isura, since there's a prohibition involved, the firstborn has Kedusha, you have to treat it in the right way. Odie Hava Modele, he for sure would have notified you of that fact. And Rabbi Yochanan, quite boldly, says if he didn't say anything, obviously there's nothing to be concerned with. Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yochanan, we have such an attitude like that of Rabbi Yochanan in a different halacha, which we learned in Chulin, the laws of Osova Espino, that you're not allowed to shecht an animal on the same day as its child. the Omar Chulin that Rabbi Yochanan says you could rely all is well, because the halacha is im lo hodio, if during the four times of year that people are doing a lot of shechting of animals, the seller did not notify you that he sold the mother or the child to someone else, presumably to shecht, and therefore he would be notifying you that the one that he's selling you now cannot be shecht today. If he did not give you any such notification, holich v'shochet ve'eno nimna, you're able to shecht the animal, and you don't have to refrain in any way by wondering, maybe the mother, child are somewhere else slaughtered today, and therefore I'm restricted from slaughtering this one today. There's no such restriction, because he would have notified you. And therefore, here also, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, if there was a Bechor issue, he would have notified you. The Gemara does indeed continue and reconcile that rule with Rav and Shmuel, but for the purposes of our segment, just to appreciate that that halacha matches quite smoothly with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that if there was a halachic issue up, he would have notified you. In halacha, Shintes Zayin Vav, in Yoredeya, Halokeach Behima Yisrael, if you buy an animal from a Jew, Hareza Becheskas Shebichra, we assume that it already had its Bechor and you don't have to worry about that. Atsha Yodio HaMocher Shadayin Lo Yolda, unless the seller informs you that it has not yet had a child. That ruling of the Mechaber is following the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gra tells us to pay attention to the presentation of Tosfos on our page. So let's take a look at Tosfos on our page as the lines get wider in Tosfos outer commentary at the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chulin Vadai, Rabbi Yochanan's ruling was that it's for sure non-sacred, no concerns of Bechor, because he would have notified you if that was relevant. So it's a three-way machlokas. How do you know the paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? Ba'alachas gedolos posak Rabbi Yochanan. The halachas gedolos paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. And the explanation is because there's a rule, Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. If you have a machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan, the halacha is like Rav Yochanan. And we have another klal, another rule, that Shmuel for Rav Yochanan, halacha for Rav Yochanan. Shmuel and Rav Yochanan have an argument, the halacha is like Rav Yochanan. And the result is that being that the two opinions arguing with Rav Yochanan are Rav, and in such a case we paskin like Rav Yochanan, and Shmuel, and in such a case, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So you simply put the whole thing together, and whether the arguing party is Rav or the arguing party is Shmuel, either way, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. That's the opinion of the Mechaber, and you have no concern if he did not notify you of such. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim, shu safek b'chor, that it's indeed a suffix, it's a doubt. We're not quite sure what to make of this, which is, of course, the direct ruling of Shmuel, who said suffix, but it could also denote that we're not quite sure who to paskin like. Rav says it's for sure a Bechor. Rabbi Yochanan says it's for sure not a Bechor. And Shmuel is saying it's a doubt, so it's a doubt. The question, of course, remains, what was wrong with Tosfos' presentation? If Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. If he argues with Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So why don't you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? What is the underlying reasoning of the Ramah, bringing, of course, from the Rishonim, But what is the underlying reason? So the Aruch HaShulchan presents the alternative topic over here, the attitude over here, V'taimam, and the reason for those who do not want to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan straight away, and instead end up with a suffix, a doubt, to Rabbi Yochanan u'yachid ligabe Rav u'Shmuel, because Rabbi Yochanan is not taking on Rav separately and Shmuel separately. Rabbi Yochanan is being argued against by both Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan is taking a position that he for sure would have notified you if there was a Bukhar issue, and both Rav and Shmuel are arguing on that. Shmuel is arguing on it by saying he didn't realize you wanted it for meat. I'm sorry, the reverse. Shmuel says he didn't realize that you wanted it to raise animals, and therefore Bukhar status is relevant. He thought you wanted it for meat, in which case you would shecht it before it would ever have a child, and Bukhar status is irrelevant. So Shmuel has a reason why he would not notify you, and Rav also has a reasoning that the fact that he did not notify you, on the contrary, might be an indication that you still have to be concerned about Bukhar, because if it did have a Bukhar, he would have told you that he's got this great animal. You don't even have to worry about Bukhar anymore. I pre-Bukhared it. And therefore, each one in his own way is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, who says, silence indicates all is well, no Bukhar concerns. Each of them in his own way is saying that silence really is not an indicator. And that means that the rule, Rabbi Yochanan against Rav alone, paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and the rule, Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel alone, paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, is not relevant here. Because in this case, it's Rabbi Yochanan against both Rav and Shmuel. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.